Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Ghost Encounters of the Third Kind podcast show. And tonight we are here all with Faye, Marie, and Nick, and myself, Nick. How is everybody?
We're all right now.
Good, thank you.
We're all right.
That's good. So, what's everyone been up to this week?
Nothing.
Again?
Ghost Hunt, we did one.
Again?
We didn't do one. We did a paranormal investigation.
Yes, that's better.
Oh, yeah.
And I've come to a conclusion, there's no point in doing them anymore.
Where did you go?
Same place as you.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. Good time had by all.
Fantastic building, really nice building.
Lovely, yeah.
But nothing.
We had
really.
We had a good Estes.
But we have them anywhere, don't we?
Yeah.
We do. Yeah, it was good. Stanley Palace in Chester.
Yep.
Well worth a visit if you're down that way. You can go in the day, can't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can just go in and have a look around and just make a donation because it's all run by a charity. So, yeah, fabulous place.
So get yourself in there and have a little look. See if you can see any ghosts.
You won't. It's only me that sees them.
Oh, that's it then.
Not there, though. We didn't see any there.
Negative Nick.
We didn't see any there.
Negative Nick strikes again.
Yeah, so we did. We had a good Estes thing, didn't we?
Yeah,
pretty good. That was again, good. No other paranormal activity there, was there?
Not really. A few creaks and cracks.
We had a few feelings and like sort of personal stuff, didn't we? But nothing.
No. Isn't
we did catch a bit of a moan on EVP.
That'll probably be me, that one.
But to be fair, it was early doors and you can't rule out outside noise, can you? So whether that was paranormal or not, I think that's one we'd have to chuck out anyway.
Yeah, because it was in the centre, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much, right on the outskirts of the town.
I was going to say it was in the dead centre.
The dead centre. Oh, dear.
No, but a fantastic place and lovely people that you'll meet if you go there, that are the trustees
They're nice guys, weren't they?
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, they seem pretty interested in what we were doing.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good night. It was a bit more active, but... That's what you get into when you go to these places. Estes always turns up, doesn't it? Performs.
Mm, I like that. It's my favourite.
Yeah, it's good. But then this time, it could have... It was weird, the stuff we had could have been directed at me.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to take it anyway. I think it was directed at me. Some of it anyway. But yeah, it was good. But don't go ghost hunting. It's no good for you.
Except but you didn't go ghost hunting.
No, we didn't. No, that's what I'm saying. But no, if you want to go on a paranormal investigation, then go on it. Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? The last proper one we went on blew me away. And I knew I was going to be let down this time.
Well, it's not being let down, is it? It's just you can't expect to have that kind of that kind of experience on everyone. But that's the problem. Once you have a great experience, then you compare everything else to it, and that's a little unfair, really, isn't it? But it's human nature, isn't it? You have a really good experience, and then that's it. You want that again, or even better, you know. So anything else just won't do anymore.
It's saving itself for each drive, I think.
Yeah, let's hope so.
It's going to be an active one, I hope.
What day is that?
It's a Thursday. And it's April the 4th, and let's hope nothing happens until after we've had us kebab and pizzas. And
there's three going. There have never, ever, ever been.
Oh, that's good.
On an investigation.
Yeah. First one each drive. Or
yeah. But yeah, good energy. Good, they've all got good energy, so so that's okay.
That'll be good then. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. It's obviously, it's one of the
Have they watched the film? I've made sure they've watched the film. Yeah, they've watched the film.
We can actually watch that on the TV in the lounge on the night if we want to. But
how does that work?
Yes.
It's got like a test card cardboard thing over it. I don't know if it's a proper tally, is it?
Well, there was last time I went because we watched the film on it.
All right. Then.
So I don't know.
Corrected then. I don't know.
Nick, it was a few years ago I went. Things
it was
could
me.
How many years ago was it when you went? I'm going to say...
8 or 9.
Oh, God, no. I went 3 years ago?
No. Years ago.
No, three.
It wasn't far... It wasn't long after the film came out.
Maybe 4 years ago when I went.
It wasn't long after the film came out, I went.
Oh, no. And we all sat... Well, some of us sat in the lounge and watched the film. They just played it, and if you wanted to watch it, you could, and if not... It didn't matter.
It's when you could book it up quite easy.
You can't do that now.
You can't do it now.
No. Hence going on a Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that weekends are like ridiculously expensive. Do you know what I mean? Well, so
yeah, none of it's cheap.
When but how much I had this conversation, didn't we, the other day? How much did you say that the where did we go, Faye? In Liverpool.
Oh, the asylum.
£1,500.
How much now? Is it now?
So. Might be more now.
Who can afford that?
£1,500. I mean, that's why only the big places.
But when we went, there was how many people there? There could be 30.
20, 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'd
have to be for that much.
It'd have to be, yeah. Well, 20 people at £50. How much did you pay?
There was three groups that went up.
Can
was
you
three or
well,
four
I think we
groups?
Paid 60 something, didn't we?
About 50.
Yeah.
Well, we did a market, didn't we? Well, not a market, a stall at Dudley Castle for what's her name? Sorry, I don't know if she's been listening to this, but she's on my friends list anyway. What are they called?
I haven't got a clue what you're on about.
When we did that,
I just don't know. Yeah, either.
Yeah. Anyway, but they had that many people on there. They had three groups, and they couldn't all go around the castle. At a bit different. They're all in the restaurant area.
That's mental.
Wasn't Haunted Happenings, what?
No. Oh dear.
Haunted Rooms.
No.
It's something beginning BBB. I could come to.
I don't know. I can't remember. They're big, and anyway, big. Okay. It was.
Was her name Jessica, isn't it?
Yeah, Jessica Gladwin, her name is. Her and her husband ran it. Sort of, they did two investigations a week and she did one.
I mean, if that's the only way that you can afford to investigate some of these places by having a ridiculous amount of guests, then fair dues. But it's something that I would never be interested in doing. I just wouldn't investigate those kind of places if that's what you had to do.
No, they had a load of staff and everything. So, there was, as far as the staff is concerned, there wasn't much investigation going on, was there? And I don't know. I've been on one with her before, on one of theirs, I think. And they're good. They're all right. You know, as far as these big teams go, she was probably one of the best I'd been on. But you know yourself, when you... got guests, you can't actually investigate yourself, can you?
I do think that we're a little bit more relaxed than most.
Yeah,
you know, when me and Faye went to Newsham, I think there was three. We got split up into three groups, didn't we, Faye?
Three or four, I can't.
And then, you know, and then the staff member that's taking you round, I mean, it was okay until you get to the point where they start clock watching. Because obviously they've got, you know, when you've got three guests and you're rotating round, you've got to stick to a schedule. I understand it. But when you're in a room and something's just starting pick up and they go, right, we've got to go now. Really? Do you really have to go now? I mean, to me, you're not there to investigate then, are you? You're just there to make a bit of money, because when something starts happening, how can you be happy to get up and leave?
We didn't have much free time either, did we?
No.
We've got some free time now. Off you go. But don't go far, because we've got going.
Yeah.
And the best bit was closed, because the roof had fallen on the mortuary, so we couldn't even go in the mortuary.
But I think because we do the smaller groups, when we do take groups, the smaller groups, and they don't necessarily have to split up. We can do, but it's not a necessity. But we'll stay in one room all night if need be, if it's being active.
Yeah.
Because is that not the point?
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah. But nothing ever happens. No, I'm joking. But it isn't only that either. It's the things we've done. We've done it a few investigations like that, and the people we sort of know.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd do them again with people I don't know.
With strangers.
Are you with me? Mm. It's like when we go in East Drive, now it's everybody we know, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can feel easy whatever you do.
Yeah. But also I think when the people that you know, you can trust them to say, well, if you want, you know, you haven't got to stay with us. If you want to go upstairs and do something, go upstairs and do something, you know, because you know them. So... because at the end of the day, that venue's been booked in our name under our insurance, and we're responsible for it. And I don't think you can be so free with people when you've no idea who they are. But like East Drive, that's not an issue, is it? It'd just be...
I think the box room bed's got your name all over it.
Yeah, we've already discussed this.
I'm tired now thinking about it.
We have discuss you on Monday, Faye.
Did you?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. We did say we think that you might just fall asleep in the box room.
Okay.
Just half an hour.
Still a little hour.
I can't see you staying awake from 7 till 11 next day.
Yeah.
16 hours investigation.
Well, to be fair, Nick, I've been saying all this time, I won't sleep. I won't be able to sleep, but I've got to drive back the next day.
I think
so
you will.
I'm going to have to try.
You might flake a bit,
and have an hour or two.
Can do it in shift.
I've got to drive, haven't I, the next go home, so, yeah.
Yeah.
But Nick was saying that he thought, well, not just Nick thinks, I think too, he's right in what he's saying, is the best way, really, to investigate that place is to just go in and just mill about like you live there. And don't go in with the intentions of, we're here for an investigation, and you know what I mean? And I think... things tend to happen just being there naturally, having your tea there, having a brew, and you know.
Should we take a trivial pursuit about? And things? A bit of Scrabble.
Why not?
Take what you want. Yeah.
Why not?
See if you start throwing the Scrabble letters around.
Absolutely. Have some to eat there, and you know, watch a bit of tally and mill about and have a chat. And I'm not saying we won't do any proper
investigating. No, I think it's better off starting off like that, I think.
Yeah, and just build some energy up and, maybe even do a little bit of meditation and put the intention out there and get the energy lifted a little. Yeah, definitely. Interesting. Looking forward to that one.
Talking of meditation, have you done any more? Faye?
Not a lot. No.
You doing any more breath work?
No.
No.
I've done bugger all this week.
Oh, yeah. How about your Reiki?
No.
Nothing?
No. I've had my eyebrows done this week.
Oh, have you? That's all right.
That's about it. Managed to squeeze that in. Yeah. I'm plucked.
Nice. I haven't done a lot this week, to be fair. I think I've left the house once this week so far.
Yeah, actually I can start because we've moved the rabbit.
Oh, have you
moved
the rabbit
now? Out now,
so you've got your garden space back.
Yeah, we say put him out now, it won't be cold, -2.
Oh,
he wouldn't come in though, so he obviously likes it. So I can get it all ship shape now.
He's out there, but he ain't eating much.
They're not moving.
Not moving, frozen.
He won't go back in now, he's out.
Have you done anything, Nick? Nixie?
Not really.
Have you been nowhere haunted AF?
I haven't, no. I haven't, actually. I haven't been anywhere.
I noticed you put, like, a tiny little clipper somewhere misty and spooky. Well,
that was
looking.
Ages ago.
That only come up today, that did.
I know, I just put it on my profile thing. Oh, okay. That's actually of the, I won't say castle, but looks like Dracula's castle, doesn't it? But it's the actual, shown by the church in Alton.
Oh, right,
up on the hill.
Okay.
Try get in once for investigators. Well, we try get in. You can hire it out.
Okay.
It's run by nuns. And as soon as we said what we wanted, they wouldn't let us.
No.
And I think he was saying, Jeppo said they even went to midnight mass there. He says in the end, they chased us out the village, he says.
Yeah, religious places aren't big on paranormal investigations, are they?
Not at all, no.
Like, you wouldn't go in a church and ask the vicar if you could do a paranormal investigation in his church, would you? So why would you ask a load of nuns if you could do it?
Yeah, if you're looking for the Holy Spirit, I suppose, you could say that, couldn't you?
What's a lovely place, though. Yeah, so they were, like, chased out, that's up to the village.
There's a lot of places, like wedding venues in these old fantastic buildings that don't want you to investigate because they think people won't want their weddings there if they get a hint that it's haunted or anything, you know. So there's a lot of places that won't let you.
Don't know, is that still the same? Because everybody's into paranormal these days, aren't they?
No, I know at least two wedding venues that won't let you do it purely for that reason.
They won't let me in, it's Ruby's place where Ruby waits because of that.
Yeah.
But they reckon, but she said she, well, I can't say it on here, but.
no, don't say it, Nick. Don't say it.
Doesn't matter. Strike that one.
Edit that bit out, Nick.
Yeah, deleted.
Funny, isn't it, how people, they don't believe in it. You know, they don't believe in hauntings and ghosts and stuff, but we don't want you doing investigations because if people get wind that we might be haunted, then they won't want to have the weddings here. But we don't believe in it.
No. I suppose, I don't know. I'd love to get married in a haunted location.
Would you?
Yeah, I would, definitely.
Not all as weird as you, though, Nick.
No, I suppose not. That's if there is such thing as ghosts.
No,
I know there's a big foot in my windowsill. Been sightings of Bigfoot, haven't they?
Has there?
Somewhere down south I saw something the other day. Might have been, what's that big moorland called down Cornwall?
Bodmin?
Yeah, around there. There isn't many trees, though, is there?
Isn't there a black cat supposed to be down there?
Yeah.
The beast
of Bodmin Moor.
Bodmin Moor is like marshland, isn't it? Mm. It's
well, if he's a Zanny and not a Bigfoot, the Bigfoot, the beast of Bodmin Moor could have been same thing, same person, same light being. Gordon's there, rocking it.
Giving him an apple.
Yeah.
Playing a guitar for him.
Yeah, so that's another half a story I've given you.
We love half a story.
I know, I'm pretty good at them.
It's what we do.
I bet Mark Reynolds can't wait for me to go on his podcast.
I have not been invited. Go on Mark Reynolds' podcast. So.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh.
I think he's poaching some of my friends try to go on his podcast, but that's not going to happen. First, let me tell you.
Yeah, Mark. Gonna come round here, pinching our guests. No, I'm looking forward to that. We need to get him in on here, actually. Talk about his experiences.
Yeah. Skeptical believer.
Skeptical believer.
A skeptical believer.
Yeah, that's what his page is called.
That's what his page is called.
So, do you believe you're sceptical, Mark, or you're sceptical about believing.
Oh. What was the answer?
Don't know. I'm asking him now, I don't know. So I've never really thought about it till now.
Well, the sceptical believer kind of points towards he's a believer.
We're sceptical about believing.
There you go then. Glad that's cleared up.
Probably a bit like me then.
Shit, huh?
Yeah.
Is that I am?
I believe.
You're just sceptical, aren't you?
No, well, I don't know if you're a sceptical believer. You are. You're a believer, aren't you? You do believe, but you also...
Sceptical.
Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't say you were sceptical. I would just say that you were. You don't jump to. Well, like most of us, really, you don't jump to that's paranormal. You try and find a different. You're quite level-headed and quite sort of, you know, go about it in a.
Because I know it's aliens.
Quite a levelled manner.
Everything's aliens. It's like, what's it, isn't it? Sergio.
Giorgio.
Giorgio, sorry.
Sergio.
Yeah.
Yeah, Giorgio. Everything's aliens, yeah, except for when it's aliens.
You'd enjoy a programme that's out on. You've got Prime, haven't you? Yeah. Amazon. What's it called, Nick?
The Haunting Lodge.
Oh.
So,
about?
It's about a hunting lodge somewhere that's in America haunted. That's haunted, and they go in and they get some filmmakers, documentary makers to go in, and they get a couple of investigators in and a medium. And there's a bit of a twist to it, and it turns out it's not exactly what they think it is. And I think you would be very interested in that one.
Oh, does that mean it's aliens?
Can't tell you.
Oh.
But it's on Amazon Prime, and it's called The Haunting Lodge.
We're not saying it's aliens.
It's on for about...
But it could be aliens.
It's on for about just over an hour,
just over an hour.
Yeah, I think you'd be interested in that one, Faye J.
You could actually watch that without falling asleep.
I think so.
I didn't. I had to watch it twice because I fell asleep halfway through.
That good?
No, I just fall asleep when I'm watching telly.
I tell you what, I did fall asleep through watching. I've never seen it before, but it must be getting on. It must be quite old because it was that
Katrina Wildman.
Yeah, but she looked very young in it, so I'm presuming it was an old one.
What was it called?
I think.
Oh, come on.
It was called. Yeah. I don't know.
Paranormal Lockdown?
No, it was something like Fear. The True Story Behind the Movies or something like that. And what they do is they go out on a...
Not seen that.
No, I'd never seen it. And what they do is they go out and investigate the case. Well, they don't really investigate, but they look into the stories and they speak to some of the people that were there at the time that movies were based on. So they go to the Amityville house and they speak to one of the kids, Defoe were the names, one of the actual kids that lived there. Then they go and they look at the case that the poltergeist was based on and they go around and they look at what some of the films were, that some of the actual cases that and come out with what happened in the films compared to what really happened and compare the two kind of thing. It was quite interesting, but it was on for quite a while and I have to say I did fall asleep watching that one.
I watched a podcast. Go on, who was it? Can't remember who it was now.
Off a story again.
Bloody hell.
Oh, I'm ace at this, I am. I'm
Touch ace blue, give
I'm
us a clue.
I'm ace at podcasting, I am. It was somebody's podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet it was mine.
And he had somebody else on.
Oh,
ready.
Right.
And they were on about the Warrens, anyway.
Okay.
Honestly, I tell you who it was. It was Jason Oars.
Okay.
From Taps.
Yep.
And he had this guy on who is a complete sceptic. And he goes above everything to try and prove him wrong. Mm-hmm. Don't know his name. Never heard of him before. But they were going on about all these. Now, all these hauntings, I mean, I suppose, I don't know. do I have to be careful what I say? I don't know. But it turns out every single haunting the Warrens investigated is a crock of shit.
It turns out in whose opinion they were a crock of shit?
Well, most people. Even Jason Oars said something. He didn't say that, because he probably wouldn't say that. But he said they've done a lot for the paranormal to get it out there. They have done a lot, so it's... There was nothing, was there really? Nobody investigating then, on a big scale. I know these are the old Harry Price and all them geezers. But they got it out there, so everybody sort of noticed it. But they reckon every single investigation,
did they not just nick everybody else's
embellished
story?
Embellished
to
a bit.
To put into a book. So they can make money. I think it's well known about the Conjuring House. Mm-hmm. They made about £80,000 or $80,000 off that, and I think only about four grand went to the actual family.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. But that isn't just a one-off. That's on a lot of things.
I think, in my opinion, I think they started out quite genuine before anybody even heard of them. I think they started out quite genuine, and then they moved to getting a little bit better known. And then I think then everything went awry. Once they started getting well known and they started publishing the cases and they were getting invited onto TV shows and chat shows and stuff like that, I think that's where it went a bit pear-shaped. I think they began with all good intentions, but I do agree that then it just became a bit of a money-making... it was fame and fortune for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, even the one where he killed his lodger. The Devil Made Me Do It or something like that, yep. The film.
Yep.
Even that, the brother, the eldest brother, who even to him, even after... just killed him. He says he was mental or something, and he just killed his lodger because he thought he was having an affair with his missus. So nothing possessed him. So he says.
In his opinion.
He doesn't know, obviously, does he? So, because if you want to believe the story of the Warrens, then the devil did do it. But they did actually get him off, didn't they?
No.
Not off, but he didn't get live, did he, or something?
Well, he's out anyway.
He's out now, yeah.
He was still found guilty, though, wasn't he? And he was given a sentence. But I think it was one of the first times a defence in a courtroom had been.
Said it was a devil.
Yeah, it was a possession. But
they'd find it hard to fight against that at court of law. Because you can't see that, can you? And I think in one of their things, I think I've seen it on some film or something, even on the dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." Well, you can't see God either, can you? So how do you know God exists?
But you could argue, Nick, that any lunatic that goes around stabbing people to death, that a demon had taken over. There's something not right somewhere, isn't there? So you could argue, not in a paranormal sense, but in a sense that something's come over somebody and taken control of their mind and allowed them... Because normal people, everyday people, don't go around stabbing people, do they?
Didn't you say it as well? Was it the Zodiac Killers or something like that?
There's lots of them that say voices told them to do it and this, that and the other, don't they? So, yeah.
Bad shit. Anyway.
Yeah. So... I'm just going to put it out there. I spoke to you two on Monday about it, about Easter Island. I never heard this before. I saw a little TikTok video of a guy saying...
Oh, you've not been on the TikTok.
No, but I've done a little bit of Googling as well after, because I saw this guy say... He basically said, "I can't believe I've been wanting to go to Easter Island for 10 years and now I can't go." because somebody has burnt all the heads. Set them on fire and melted them.
They're stone.
They've tipped some chemical on them and burnt them down. 90-odd% have melted. That was 2 years ago. I've never heard of such thing. And I thought, oh, it's just one of them stupid TikTok videos, which is...
Well, there's a lot they keep out of the news, isn't there?
But it did.
Certain reasons.
It was on fire 2 years ago.
I'm a bit confused on how anybody melts stone.
No, well, this guy was saying...
Should have painted them blue.
The amount of chemicals that they would have had to take into the island, because there's nothing on the island. No plants or, you know, like chemical plants. So they would have had to ship the chemicals on in a boat or something like that.
For what reason?
Well, it doesn't say for what reason. It just said that they've been... That's why he was saying it was a bit turning into a bit of a conspiracy type thing. Why have they all of a sudden trying to wipe away history?
I've stayed on land. I have this last 3 weeks. I've not been down any holes. I've not looked.
See, if you'd have been your normal self, you'd have been telling us about this.
I know.
You'd have seen it.
I know.
Disappointed. See, I don't see anything like that on TikTok. I just get people falling over and stuff like that on my high thread. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
I don't go on TikTok unless Faye sends me a link to something and I'll watch it. But I don't know how I work it, I'll be honest with you.
It is good. I do like it.
They're all the same, aren't they? Let's face it. Really.
Yeah.
Facebook's crap, isn't it? You just lose, no matter what you're on, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Once you start, you lose a couple of hours, don't you? Mm. You're just gone. Easily. And then you look and you think, God, what have I just done for 2 hours?
No.
You know, it's gone, ain't it, then?
Yeah, definitely. But I thought it was interesting. Don't know loads about it. I just looked up to make sure it was a thing.
What can be in rock?
It was a thing.
Maybe they weren't made out of rock.
But why? What are they? What are the heads? What are they? Why would anyone want to burn them?
I don't know.
How many is there?
It's quite a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And they've burnt every single one?
No, not every single one, but a good 90-odd%.
Well, okay, so this article says that it was caused by the Rano Roraku volcano, which started on Monday. This was back last...
What Monday?
Not this Monday.
Not
this
Easter
is
Monday.
Like, this is
what,
like...
Easter Monday?
Was it 2020?
Hey, you need a button for that.
This is...
you look so interesting.
This article that I'm reading is actually from October 2022.
Ooh.
Yeah, 2022.
And it's saying that some of the heads were charred by a fire, according to local indigenous and Chilean authorities. The fire caused by the nearby Rano Roraku volcano started Monday and razed more than 100 hectares of the island, damaging its famous stone carved statues, which were created by a Polynesian tribe over 500 years ago.
But why not put it on the news, though?
So this isn't saying that anybody's done it. It's saying it's done by a volcano,
yeah.
Which would make more sense because lava, I should imagine, would melt the rock rather than somebody
taking... Is there any pictures?
Well, I think there was just that one.
Dr. Evil did it.
I don't know.
At the top, I don't know.
They'd have pictures and videos of all the lava spouting out?
Well, there's a load of black.
Black what?
You know, in the... What do you call it when the
lava
when the lava settles and it goes black, rocky, and
was that around the heads though?
Could be tarmac.
Oh yeah, right up to them. Yeah, right up to the heads.
Yeah, tarmac. There's jippos a bit on there.
God's sake.
Tarmac. Somebody's tarmac to Easter Island.
So well, is that busted then or what? If someone knows any different, email us in. Or
send what's happened to the heads on Easter Island?
Have they melted? Or am I telling melting heads.
So, paranormal people. What have we got next? I'm getting
bongoing.
Oh yeah, defo bongoing.
Bongo. I've seen him if he plays bingo and he's bongo.
Oh, we could have bongo bingo.
Yeah,
bloody hell.
Yeah, so I'll be out and about bongoing. Bongo paranormal. I aren't calling it that, but I'm just saying.
I've got a little pop-up table we can dance
it's
on.
It's a little bit antisocial, really, though, isn't it? Because you'll just be going off on your own in your bongo now, so it's a little bit antisocial, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I suppose it is, because if I wanted anybody with me, I'd have bought a big
bongo
camper.
Yeah, I've got a bigger one, but it's I don't want I don't want anyone with me either.
So why have you had a massive one then, if you don't want nobody with you?
Because it was cheap.
I'm going to get a two-seater, I am, Faye.
Whose did we wee in?
Last
time, Nick's. Was it yours, Nick?
Yeah.
Nice little toilet, that is.
Yeah. One of mine, I didn't have one then.
Have you got a toilet in yours?
No.
Skywatch on it.
I was put by a tree.
Fair dues.
I live like the bears.
You probably look like one in the middle of the night. No, I mean with like your beard. And
Oh, have you got a button? A button for that?
A button for that?
What do you say? It sounds like him yawning as well. That's how bears yawn, isn't it?
Digging.
Yes.
You've got a big hairy beard and you're on about being in trees. So I just said you would probably look like a bear.
Actually, I am doing a video where there has been some sightings of
bears.
Of Bigfoot. Honestly, I think I'll be able to capture one. That's coming soon.
What, capture one in a net or capture one on video or something?
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo style now he's got a Scooby-Doo fan.
I can guarantee you, right, I'll have one on within the next week or so.
Can you do him, you know that?
Don't forget the bowl of fruit.
You know that sticker you've got on your, you know, your thing, what you did? Can you do loads of them for like magical mystery machine for his bongo?
Yeah.
And do it up like a Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Yeah.
No. Yes, I'll have Bigfoot on film within the next week or so.
Get him on here.
Brilliant.
I'll have a week off that week and he can come and have this microphone here.
That one.
You can't have a week off. Nobody else knows how to use the machine.
He says just press a button.
If he starts talking about his mate Gordon,
kick
him out. Get out
of
here.
Him, actually.
Yeah. You bloody animal.
He might come on and say how much he enjoyed a pair and a strawberry once at Park Hall, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good, though. Mm. He'd have loved it there. I can't get on there now with my bongo. The thing's too small.
Have they got that maximum
5 foot summit? I mean,
that's going to stop you from getting on it, especially
you. I bet you'd struggle in the Range Rover.
I can get under it.
Yeah, but not in the car.
Huh?
Eh?
Walking, you could.
No, I could get in with the Rangey.
Think.
I'd get anywhere walking. I'm only 5 foot.
It's only 5 foot summit, the thing is.
Six, isn't it?
No.
5 foot's low.
Yeah, I know, it is low.
Your Range Rover is...
You're out in a sports car.
No, it's more than 5 foot, but that's not just 5 foot.
I'm sure, honestly, something like 5'10" or something like that.
Well, that's why 5 foot, is it?
No Bigfoots there, then.
You can't get under it. Yeah, or step over it.
I bet Limbo wonder that, though.
He would have, yeah. I've actually seen one dancing by that.
Have you?
Yeah. I think.
Well, you'll catch him next week.
I think it was one of them, yeah. I'll probably have him by the end of next week.
I can't go see these mermaids.
Have you arranged it with him? Have you booked him?
I don't need to. I can do it telepathically.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Always says telepathetic.
What mermaids?
The mermaid pool.
Oh, there's no mermaids there.
Nothing at all.
Why is it called the mermaid then?
The mermaid pool. Because there's a pub down the road called the Mermaid Inn.
But why is it called the Mermaid?
People have seen passers-by and that have seen.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I think the story is just a woman they've seen and they think it looks like a mermaid.
A woman in the pool? Two eyes. Singing.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know anything about
Well, she must have been in the pool if she looked like a mermaid. She wouldn't be walking, would she? Yeah.
She was
with a fish tail.
She was drowning and flapping about.
Yeah, nobody else.
Oh, look at that mermaid.
Everyone's there. Mark's there filming it.
TikTok.
Yeah.
It was like a BBC.
It was come well prepared. Couldn't do anything in that. No. Horrendous weather up there. Terrible.
It's a really weird place, that is, though, isn't it? It's quite a spooky area, I think.
Well, I've never been before, and where it is just ridiculous, isn't it? You can't. It's just a busy road, isn't it?
But there's some quite weird, spooky places round that way anyway, isn't there?
I think in a far as it Lord's Church. That way, isn't it? Just a walk, isn't it? It's a fair walk from where you have to park.
Where is it that there's reports of a little boy that they've seen, and there's actual evidence that Ian Hindley and
Myra Hindley
and
the
Ian
Hunt,
what was his name?
Ian Huntley.
No, that's
Liam Brady.
Brady.
Ian Brady.
Yeah.
Ian Brady, you're married.
Where was that? Sorry, Faye.
That was up the Roaches.
The Roaches, yeah. That's a bit strange.
Wasn't it you who said there's a picture?
They say, I don't know if it's true, that wherever they buried somebody, they had to have the photo taken.
Right. Well,
there is a photo in something with them.
They
had a photo.
They did that quite often, didn't they? Because they were able to, when they found the suitcase of all of the photographs in the locker at the train station, they managed to line up landscapes and find the areas that they were sitting, and quite often they found bodies of the children. They took photographs of them actually sitting on the bits that they buried them in.
But they've never found one at the Roaches, but they've got a photo of them at the Roaches.
Maybe the young lad,
I should know his name, it's terrible that I don't know his name. You know the little lad with glasses?
Keith Bennett, that's it.
Maybe he's there. That's why they haven't found him.
Yeah. But there are reports of people seeing a ghostly, if you like, apparition of a young boy round there as well.
All right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's all spooky.
Mm.
Isn't it? All round there. All Staffordshire Moorlands is really.
Yeah.
What about the wallabies? Oh, I've only recently heard about the wallabies,
There's supposed to be wallabies up the Roaches.
There was,
Well, they got out of peak
wildlife. Yes, I think they did, yeah.
No. Somebody took them there on purpose. There was two or three that got taken there,
All right, that's cool.
Well, they did what, sorry?
Well, what I was told...
It's about 1950, 60, something.
That was that far ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they bred, and so they're supposed to be still up there.
Well, yeah. But would they live in... Because it gets cold, and it's up there. Mind you, if there's caves and stuff. Whereabouts are they?
I don't know. I didn't know nothing at all about it, but I spoke to my brother when we come back from camping up there.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, did you see any wallabies? And, you know, how mental my brother is. I said, what are you on about? You bloody just... Is this one of your mental stories?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. Some thing overturned, some truck, and the escape and whatever. But I don't think that isn't what happened, but that's what he was telling me from when he was a kid.
I've never heard. But you've heard this as well. Mm. I've never heard
it. But when I posted that video...
Oh, yeah, they got released.
Somebody
put on as well.
I thought, what's he on about?
Yeah, no,
I thought they'd escape from somewhere.
I've never even heard
it. But it was it's quite old, quite an old story, if you like, that is. It's not a recent thing.
Well, if it's in the 50s, did you say?
So. I thought it was that far back. Yeah, hold on.
Like I say, I didn't know.
1930s.
1930s.
Five Australian Bennett's wallabies were released into the wild from a private collection. They were released there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
The colony survived into the 21st century but may now be extinct. In 2008... A pair of Peregrine Falcons successfully bred on the Roaches, causing climbing on part of the rock face to be suspended for a period. So, there you go.
Wow.
It's a shame, isn't it? They're all gone.
They might not be.
Oh, we don't know.
They might not be. But
Bigfoot's
eating them. I was going to say, them big black cats that they've let out up there probably eating them, haven't they?
Yeah, probably.
interesting.
I've never heard of that.
No, I haven't.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, in all fairness, we couldn't see any from over there.
It was foggy. Pitch black, foggy.
Yeah, you have to go up there in the summer.
Yeah, but it's lovely where we actually parked.
Lighter nights.
Where we
see
parked,
more.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
But you can't get on there though, can you?
Yeah, because there's only
in the good
for,
weather.
There's only enough for about four or five, aren't there? Four or five vans. That's what that is.
You have to find a little secret one where nobody knows.
There's a few on the way to... where was it we went camping? I don't know where it is, somewhere. Anyway, it's not far from there, anyway. Where do we go? By the river?
Don't know.
We need to go back to Cannock as well, don't we? Them stones.
Yeah.
The stones, the fairy stones, or whatever they are. What are they?
What's the clearing.
Called? Yeah. Some stones.
Where the lady saw the
portal.
Oh,
no, that was a castle ring.
Castle ring,
that's just
right,
like
yeah.
A circle.
Like a clearing, isn't it?
Yeah. There's places, if you want to go to some, where there's stones and that, all around Bakewell and...
That Elam as well, when you go there, don't we?
Mm.
Where? Elam.
The plague village.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where's and where's the other one near Bakewell, where they reckon it's a UFO hotspot?
Is that Elam or something?
No,
Elam.
No, I don't think it's Elam. Hang on.
Yeah, you said Ireland's that.
Ireland's pretty haunted as well, the village of Ireland's.
But there is somewhere, like Faye said, near Bakewell that's supposed to be a bit of a UFO hotspot where there's lots of sightings.
It's like a what's it in the middle, a stone thing in the middle of the village. I'm gone.
Is that what they used to tie people to?
Probably.
Where's that? Near Bakewell.
That way.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on, Nick.
Look, there's
God.
The thing. Hold
God,
on.
Come on.
Bonsall near Matlock.
Bonsall.
Don't know.
There you go.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. Bonsall, that is.
Bonsall.
That's near...
Matlock, it says.
Yeah, near Matlock.
There you have it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Cool.
It's supposed to be a UFO hotspot there, for some reason.
I think that was an article. Was that out last year, I think, about it.
Was this article that we
saying? Yeah, I think it was on Stoke-on-Trent Live or Staffordshire.
2022, that one?
Yeah, the year before then. I can remember seeing the article about it, about a number of people seeing UFOs there.
Mm.
Where was the spot where Az's mum saw that UFO, that clip that Mark posted?
Truly, I don't know. It was when Az was only very young. I know where he is now, but I don't actually know. Do you know, Faye?
No. But Stafford, what, is that where they...
Don't know.
Why?
Wondered.
Oh, I thought you'd seen something.
No, I haven't seen anything. I just wondered where it was. Interesting to...
It was... You should hear Az talk about it, because obviously he was only young at the time, but he remembers it, and he remembers his mum's first-hand accounts, and it was just... It's bizarre. It's quite amazing, you know what I mean, how close it got and how much she actually saw. It's quite amazing.
So on that video, it says, did it say the two kids saw it as well? Did
yes, his two, his two, I think his two brothers. Yes.
Oh, so it wasn't him who saw it.
No. I believe not.
Two older brothers, weren't they?
Yeah, both of which I think have now passed away.
Both of his brothers. That video was in the '50s, wasn't it? Was it 54?
54. Yeah, 1954.
Was he eating chicken when he saw it? I've seen that.
That's what?
Eating chicken.
Who?
The KFC woman.
What's her name? I was just going to tell you her name.
Oh, Marge Simpson.
Yeah, what's her name? I don't know. I don't even know why I'm trying to remember. I'll never remember.
Was it the chicken off the bones, that one? No.
No,
it was here, they were.
Times yet, KFC.
It's called, what's it called, the thing, Alien Abduction or something. It's on Prime or something, or Netflix. And but every time she had KFC, she got abducted by aliens.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Sorry, just go changing the... In Staffordshire is where she... It's where they must have lived, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
No.
It's in Staffordshire.
Yeah. I sounded as though I knew where it was until then. But it's a Stafford way, I think. Was that right? Way.
It is Stafford, yeah.
Yeah, it's that way.
Yeah.
I've gone through there at some point, definitely. Not seen a UFO there, though.
No. No.
And when was
that?
1954. Shitloads of ones.
Yeah,
in the
50s. Do you mean they've got plate rantum?
Real, what's it wanted in the 50s for UFOs?
On where they were.
You mean where she lived?
Yeah.
The actual cottage that she lived in.
But when you think about it, though, 1954, a lot of people were out, literally out in the fresh air and out doing this. Nowadays, they just sat inside with their face stuck in them.
Yeah, I know.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Nobody goes out. Nobody's out to look. To look.
You should go driving, aren't they, and stuff like that.
Don't do it anymore.
No. Because it was once its 50s were massive for UFO sightings and stories.
Mm.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. So, not learning much today, folks. No. But we need to go sky watching again. I noticed the other night it was crystal clear again. The sky was a bit ace. Had to have been cold. Yeah, it would have been cold, but it'd been ace for sitting and just. Chilling. It would have been chilling because it was like -2. But Mark, where did we go? Oh, Roachie's on Mark got his thing out.
Oh,
his night vision thingy.
Oh,
but it wasn't very clear, was it? So
put it back in again.
Yeah, kind of see.
It's probably too cold. Have it
was,
out.
Was yeah, it was too cold. Get it out. So you put it back.
I'll have to have a word with ours. I don't. It obviously doesn't give you an address, just the area. But he's spoken to us about it, and he's told us about it in the past.
He was writing. He's going to write a book on it.
I think if I'm correct in saying that she actually saw occupants
Pleiadians. She described Pleiadians,
and I think she said that they were beautiful.
That's what it says.
So it actually lands.
No, it didn't land.
She said it was
telepathically spoke
it
to
was
her.
Slanted in the sky, and she could see through a cockpit window.
So you actually seen the video?
Yeah.
And what's the video called?
There's loads because she was on lots of news at the time. People were interviewing her. She was on.
What
news
was that
programs.
On YouTube?
Yeah. I can play it if you want.
You got some more mints, don't you?
Yeah.
I've got some in the car.
They're good there, aren't they?
Do some jelly
are for
babies.
Me, yeah?
Oh, yeah, jelly
I like
babies.
Jelly babies.
Top notch.
I love the black
ones,
currant ones,
yeah.
Though.
Love them.
Not this Christmas. The Christmas before, the kids got me off Amazon a big bag of them.
Oh.
But do you leave certain colours though? Because I don't like all of the colours.
I like putting all of them in one go.
Oh, do
you? You know, you get a mixture like of a flavour. Yeah. There's only four colours, isn't there?
I like the black and the orange.
Tropical if you do that.
Yeah,
I like black ones and orange ones.
Yeah.
What about green?
I'm not fussed on green
ones.
I like Turkish Delight as well.
Oh,
I don't like that.
With chocolate on it though.
Yeah, I can have the cubes. You know what when people used to bring them you back from?
It's all right, but it looks like you've been doing a few lines, doesn't it? Once you've had that.
I do like
it. White
but I like the rose one, because you can have the yellow ones as well, can't you? The cubes. I like the red one.
No, the rose one tastes perfume.
No, I like that.
Like Palmer violets, they're horrible, aren't they?
And you know those fruit, you know the fruit slices that are covered in sugar.
Oh,
you have at Christmas time, them jelly fruit slices.
Yeah.
Oh, I like them as well.
Yeah. They're more top notch.
Yeah.
They remind me of my nan. My nan always used to have them.
But if you leave them too long, the sugar gets a bit wet on them and they start getting a bit soggy.
They were Terry's, weren't they?
Yeah.
Terry's fruit segments or something.
Oh, yeah. Proper nice, yeah.
Sorry, Nick.
No, you're right.
All right, liqueurs.
I'm
just
going to see if I can get this.
All you out there listening to us talk about sweets, we are actually working.
While
we are doing this, Nick is actually researching a UFO video.
Killing some time while Nick finds a video. Yeah.
We're talking about the things we actually eat while we're watching the sky.
I think I'm great now, so I'll just switch this down and then we'll put this on. And then just let's see.
Jelly fruits.
Are we okay to broadcast this? Because it's out there, isn't it, for everybody to see.
Crop of flying saucers, spots in the sky, lights in the sky, strange things. But the strangest of all was seen one day over this cottage. Mr. and Mrs. Rustenburg were living there quietly out in the country, and just tell me what you saw.
Well, this was one ordinary day. I was waiting for my husband to come home from work, and my two sons went to Cyford to school, and I was getting changed, and I heard this terrific noise. It was just like a giant cauldron of water being poured onto a fire, a shh sort of noise, you know. And my first reaction was, oh, the children. I thought maybe a plane was crashing or something like that. And I slipped my jumper on and went outside to find my two sons lying flat on the ground in the garden in front of the house, shouting, "Mummy, Mummy, there's a flying saucer." Well, naturally, I just said, "Come on, don't be stupid. Come in the house." But felt sort of a strange sensation. Wended my way up the side of the house to where we had a pump where we used to get all our water from, and automatically looked up to see this, all I can describe, this huge Mexican hat. It was stationary, this thing, and it was bright silver in colour, and it had a dome. It was tilted to sort of, I could see the occupants in it.
You saw people in it?
I saw people in it. There were two people in there. These people were beautiful people. That's the only way I can describe them. They had long golden hair, like a page boy Bob, just like the old kings. You used to see photographs of the old kings. And the colour of the hair was golden. Now, I was really...
What were they dressed in?
They had a sort of a pole neck jumper affair, like a ski top suit, in pale blue. Now, these people weren't sat behind, one behind the other. They were sat together, but this, whatever it was tilted so that I could see them and they could see me.
Were you looking at them through windows, through portholes?
No, not portholes. It was just sort of like a cockpit, I suppose, that had this perspective or glass or whatever it was. They could see me anyway and I could see them. And they had beautiful faces. I shall never forget their faces as long as I live. Their foreheads seemed to be a bit larger than, you know, the bottom of their faces, as normal people you would expect to see. But maybe this was just the whatever they had around their heads, which was like a transparent fishbowl. And they just looked. And I was absolutely paralytic with fear. I couldn't move, although my mind was ticking over. And they looked so sympathetic that I was just mesmerized for what seemed to be, ages, but it could have only been seconds. And I turned to sort of look down at the boys, was unaware that they were with me because I was so absorbed. And the next thing, I looked up and it was gone.
How low had it been?
It had been the height, I couldn't tell you. But the house that you've seen, it was just on top of the roof. It was hovering on top of the roof.
How big was it compared with the size of the house?
It swallowed the whole circumference of the roof. I couldn't see. The roof was completely blotted out. The chimneys, I couldn't see. All I could see was this massive object that I described as a like a Mexican's hat, a Mexican hat without the bubbles.
And then it flew away sideways or upwards?
No, I didn't see. I just looked up and it had gone. But I assume it went straight up. Because for a short while after in the sky, I looked around and I said to my two boys, well, can you see anything? Can you see anything? And they said, there it is, Mum. And they pointed up and I watched it. It was just like a little cotton wheel in the sky. And it circled us three times. It went round three times and then it just shut off. And that was it. When I started to analyse myself afterwards, I feared that I might have had an hallucination. But then I knew I hadn't had, because my sons were so sure about what they'd seen and what I'd seen. And it went through my mind that it was a secret weapon from Russia. And then I thought, well, it can't be that, because if they had something like that, they wouldn't need to fear anybody or anything.
Were you scared by it? Did you run indoors?
Oh, I was petrified. I couldn't move. I couldn't move a muscle. I was paralyzed with fear. But now I wouldn't be. Because now, when I look back, you know, I think, What an amazing thing to have happened, and for me to have seen it.
And when your husband came home, where were you?
Well, when my husband came home from the office, I was locked in the house with my children under a big kitchen table that we were using.
Under the table?
Under the table, yes. It's funny now when I look back. You know, it sounds absolutely ridiculous, but this is the truth. This happened. And that's it. We were ridiculed. It was very embarrassing at the time, and people, they possibly thought, oh, she's a nutter, but you know, who cares? This is something that happened to me, and I'm a practically minded person, and that's it.
What a fantastic lady she is,
she's
isn't
lovely.
She?
So, is that...
Azzy's mum. Our friend Az, that's his mum.
So how old's your friend Az?
In his 60s?
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
Well, all them two lads she's talking about, one of them was him.
No.
He must have older brothers.
Yes, both of them have passed away.
I was
going
to say, because that's 1954, that was 70 years ago.
That was filmed, it would have happened before then, wouldn't it? That was then.
It happened in 1954. I think it was 1954 that it happened.
Yeah, that was documentary, but was 54.
That was 54.
Yeah, yeah. Documentary, so I don't know if it happened in 54.
Oh, okay.
Or did it happen? It might have done. It might have just been quick on, because it was only like an interview that was wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, though, because you see a lot of these things, it's obvious that they absolutely start raving bonkers, but you could tell from here there that she actually saw that.
Yeah.
She saw that.
Yeah.
And how she was explaining it, that's really good.
And her story has never changed.
No,
doesn't
that's
Az,
brilliant.
Doesn't Az look like, can't you tell?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Cool. That was good. I've not seen that before.
And
it's good. When you see stuff like that, it's refreshing, really. And all the lunatics out there, you see somebody that actually, you believe, don't you?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's good.
She was very believable.
Yeah.
Right. And on that note,
Don't look
sleep
up.
Tight.
Don't look up. Have you seen that?
What's off?
Don't look up.
Yeah. And that nope.
Yeah, that's just as bad. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, yeah, I'm going to argue the point and say yes. Please do look up.
Nope. What was that? I thought it was yarp.
Yarp.
Yarp. Yarp.
Need one of them on your buttons. You need a yarp button and a narp button.
We'll have to record on in a minute. Yeah. Right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for watching.
If you got this far, anyway. If you haven't got this far,
well
that's
done,
all, folks.
Well done.
Yeah, but if you haven't got this far, you've missed that bit. Missed
oh,
that,
yeah.
That
oh, you missed the best bit of the whole podcast.
If you've skipped it till the end, you've missed an ace bit clip.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame.
Shame on you.
Send us an email, send us a message if you want us to talk about
pictures,
anything. Pictures, anything, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
listen,
within reason.
We don't mean anything.
Just
sort
send
of
us some at somebody.
Just anything?
Anything.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.